Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Let's start this week with some hopeful sentiments from New York's governor, no less. We must bring arts and culture back to life, he announced. Well, there is some action behind the hope. Cuomo is setting up a private public entity called New York Arts Revival. This will start with pop-up concerts, most likely, but the plan is to start getting artists back to doing what they love and what they need to do to survive. Well, we shall see. Now, sticking with the Let's Put On a Show theme, the Fountain Theater in Los Angeles, a small but important venue in that city, has received permission to turn its parking lot into outdoor space for audiences to perform and plays to go up. One of the very last shows I saw was actually at the Fountain. I am reporting now from Southern California, the weather being what it is, this does seem a likely place to get shows up that are relatively small and nimble, albeit with social distancing and masks for the foreseeable future. I know the Jewish Women's Theater, also based in Los Angeles, is considering doing something similar. Now, another piece of so-called news in the theater community is that Tick, Tick, Boom, no relation to TikTok, will be put up by Netflix. This one was directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda and has been awaiting an actual movie theater release date, but smartly, like The Prom and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, is choosing to go straight into our homes. Miranda's In the Heights, a filmed version of his Tony-winning musical, is still planning to open in an actual movie theater, but don't hold your breath. So what's coming up this week? Well, January remains a relatively quiet, perhaps exhausted month, even streaming-wise. But starting tonight, Theater of War is back, though instead of its usual Greek-oriented classics made current, it is honoring Martin Luther King on his holiday. The event is called the Drum Major Instinct and will include actors reading King's words from that sermon. Again, that's tonight via Theater of War. Actress Marin Ireland, one of New York's favorites, is in the Atlantic Theater's reunion reading of Blue Ridge. You can watch that one tomorrow night by going to the Play Per View site. I'll be tuning into that one. Also tomorrow, the New York Theater will stream a 1989 production of Sweeney Todd. This was one of, if not the first production, of Sondheim's classic in New York. It's always fun to hang with that devilish barber and his pie-baking comrade, Mrs. Lovett. Again, that's the York Theater. Now, moving around the country and even the world, Theater J, the much-respected company in our country's capital, much in the news lately, the capital, not the theater, is currently presenting a wide range of Israeli works, all subtitled. These are streamed versions of productions that were acclaimed in that country. Broadway on Demand is continuing solo offerings this month about well-known folks. Now through the end of the month, the latest is called Kennedy, as in Bobby in this case. And I remind you again that the Mint Theater continues to stream what I believe was its last production, called Days to Come, written by Lillian Hellman. One of her earliest. It's not perfect, but Hellman's words are always worth hearing. Any way to continue to support the treasured Mint is always worth it. Possibly the most out-there offering has emerged from the Under the Radar Festival. Getting on the telephone to talk with an anonymous stranger might not sound like your usual theater, but these are not usual times. And A Thousand Ways, A Phone Call is an immersive or participatory piece from the experimental duo 600 Highwaymen. With an automated voice posing scripted questions such as, are you good in an emergency? The two people on either end of the private, hour-long encounter are each other's only audience. Well, if you are longing to talk to anyone these days, you can find this one on live.stanford.edu. Now, back for a moment to speaking of theater around the world, things are happening in Paris, where what they call the stop-start nature of plays means that productions that were nearly ready to open faced last-minute cancellations. Same as here, of course. But rather than let them go to waste, a number of French theaters have now opted for other plans. Private daytime performances are being held for professionals, mostly programmers and journalists. Apparently, these closed showings, as they call them, don't technically break any rules. And that reminds me of something that I have been watching. I don't often suggest things to stream on TV, per se, though these days all mediums tend to blend together. But I highly recommend Staged, that's spelled S-T-A-G-E-D, on Hulu. It's a new series with David Tennant and Michael Sheen as actors named David Tennant and Michael Sheen, who, according to the plot, were rehearsing for a West End play when it was put on hold when COVID struck. So now, via Zooming with one another, they come up with an idea not unlike what's happening in Paris. I'm not going to say any more, but I guess this would be called art imitating life, imitating art, happening in life, or something like that. Let me just say that these episodes are about 25 minutes long, and the dialogue is hilarious. Lines like, "When I was caught lying, my father used to make me sit in a corner for half an hour." "Ah, did you stop lying?" "Well, for a half hour, yes." Season 2 is starting, and I cannot wait. The notable theater world death of the week was one Philip Smith, chairman of the Schubert Organization, which owns some 17 Broadway houses. Smith began as an usher and rose to become one of New York's most important real estate entrepreneurs. He was 89 and died of, well, complications of you-know-what. As my dad used to say, it seems like all these people are dying who never died before. Finally, I mentioned that I'm in Southern California, specifically the very warm, very quiet desert town of Palm Springs. I'll talk more about it next week, but let me say that this famed city in Riverside County has canceled no less than 5 huge money-making events. The star-studded Palm Springs International Film Festival would be concluding today. The Rancho Mirage Writers Festival would be starting in a week. The Modernism Festival, which celebrates art and architecture, is going virtual. The Coachella Music Festival, gone. And the Indian Wells Tennis Tournament, one of the favorites of the big names in that sport, well, that did not happen. That one alone brings them some $5.5 million, so you do the math. Now, of course, many other cities are suffering, but that is a hefty number of important events for one so small. Anyway, there's a lot of entertainment history, including more live theater than you might imagine, Jill, which I will share with you when next we speak.
Wouldn't you? I would imagine it, because if you are in an area where that serves as a respite or retreat to the stage types or the film types, you know, sooner or later, they're going to put on a show. You know, sooner or later, there's going to be a place for entertainment. You can only go to so many parties in other people's houses. So I'm not surprised. But
They've had a number of, well, the McCallum Theater has become very popular. There was something called the Palm Springs Follies. That kind of started the ball rolling. I'll do some history about it. I'll learn some more history about it this week. I talked to Hershey Felder. He said he was the last performer up on a stage here. As a matter of fact, I saw him here a year ago. We were on a plane together coming out here. And that turned out to be the very last live performance in Palm Springs. But, you know, they'll come back. But it's pretty dire out here right now, as you know.
Well, it's pretty, yes. But last week when we were talking, the governor hadn't awakened. And
right.
Yeah, seriously. So it was dire with nothing. Like putting planes back in the air, it takes a few minutes. But I am struck that suddenly the intent is, oh, hey, wait a minute. So
How much money does New York make off of Broadway and cultural events?
Okay, all right, and if you wouldn't mind a personal interjection, you couldn't see that one coming, But that's just as I said, my opinion.
By the way, the president-elect as well. They're already starting a whole thing with Biden while he's doing everything else. They're trying to bring back National Endowment of the Arts. So that's starting too on a federal level.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So that's so you mean people are going back to or they're attempting to go back to.
Bring back the arts, you know, which for the last 4 years, let's face it, you know, was not appreciated by we know who. I mean, he didn't even attend the Kennedy Center Honors. So that's going to come back on a federal level. So, you know, slowly, probably, but just like they did with sports. I mean, we talked about that before. You know, there are games. There are a lot of football games people are watching.
No, but sport. I will say this: sports was. That's why I kept asking you about the. Well, is anyone doing anything in a warm climate? I mean, sports survived. It was brought. Yeah. Meaning, it was brought back. You know, some things worked more efficiently than others. Who can forget the NBA in the bubble though? That did not seem to be nearly as. Let's use the word lethal, as one would have expected.
Yeah, there would be talk of bringing it, you know, they can't do a bubble for an entire season. That was for just a month, to end a season, basically. But there's already a lot of cases now in NBA, yeah.
But I think that people, you know, there's also a good deal of, shall we say, recovery. And so the long short is that it's like the crack in the dam. Once it becomes clear that you're not entirely, you're not risking life, limb, family, etc., by getting a little bit of live entertainment going, and you know you're adding a little bit of cash to the coffers. I think that it won't be long before other people pick up on that. Let's just say.
I think so, too. I mean, they warned us months and months ago that January was going to be the worst. They warned us a long time ago, and maybe February. And that was even before we knew we had vaccines coming. So it's still, you know, they're getting all that organized. People here are getting vaccines. They're going to the supermarket. Ralph's Supermarket is doing vaccines here. You wait in line or you can't get an appointment. I have an appointment for a couple weeks from now in Los Angeles. That's going to make a huge difference once people feel confident about it. But you know, that'll be a year later since this all started, since my last Broadway show, for which I still have my notes. So I'm ready to go when you are.
I will bet you any amount of money that you will be at a live theater before then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.